Welcome to Why I Love, the podcast where we explore one simple but powerful truth. Before we can truly love others, we must first learn to love who we are. In a world filled with noise, distraction, and division, this is a space to slow down, reconnect, and rediscover the deeper purpose of our lives. Inspired by the timeless words of Jesus Christ, "Love your neighbor as yourself," we explore stories, ideas, and practices that remind us why love begins within. Today, we're talking about a small but life-changing practice I call mirror gifts, learning to recognize the gifts, the scars, and the stories in our own reflection, and letting that awareness become fuel for neighborly love.
Here's the big question I want to hold with you for the next 25 minutes. What would change in your life, your family, your neighborhood, even in your heart, if the very qualities you hide from others became the seeds you plant for serving them? What if that thing you've been ashamed of or quiet about is actually a gift waiting to be shared?
Let me make this personal for a moment. A few years ago, I was deep in a season of shrinking. I was juggling work and home and a thousand little expectations, and I had developed this habit of turning away from myself. When I looked in the mirror, I noticed only what felt broken. Awkward pauses in conversation, the stubbornness that made me defensive, the mistakes that kept replaying in my head. I didn't name anything that felt like a gift. I thought loving myself would look like big declarations or sudden confidence. Instead, it started with something embarrassingly small. One morning, I dared myself to say out loud one small thing I appreciated about how I'd handled the day before. It was clumsy at first. I listened when my daughter needed to talk. But saying it out loud changed how I saw the rest of the morning. Over weeks, that tiny habit shifted me away from shame and toward curiosity about what else in me might be useful to someone else. That change didn't fix everything, but it unblocked a river of compassion. When I recognized the tenderness in me, I became kinder when someone else stumbled. When I named my own stubbornness as perseverance, I started to admire that quality in others and help them use it too. That small mirror practice moved inward healing into outward acts in ways I hadn't expected.
So let's unpack why this matters. First, spiritually. The phrase, love your neighbor as yourself, isn't a call to selfishness. It's an invitation to understand our worth so we can give from abundance rather than lack. If you are living on a diet of self-criticism, you'll always offer others crumbs, judgment, impatience, or avoidance. But when you begin to recognize you have worth, when you can receive kindness for yourself, you begin to offer it freely to others. Psychologically, self-acceptance grows empathy. When you practice seeing your own messy parts with gentle honesty, you build the skill of seeing messiness in others without recoil. That's the root of compassion.
There's a practical layer too, modern distraction. Our phones and feeds train us to compare, to perform, and to consume attention rather than give it. Distraction eats the quiet moments where self-acceptance grows. I've watched conversations shrink because someone's attention is half on a screen. When we train ourselves to be present with our own heart, even for 5 minutes, we can be present with another person for 5 minutes. Presence is a gift. Presence can be the way your mirror practice shows up in the world. You notice your impatience, you name it, then you choose to be patient with the person in front of you. That's love turned outward.
All of that brings us to 3 simple, scalable habits you can try this week, not as perfection, but as experiments that connect self-acceptance to neighborly action. Habit 1, the mirror gratitude ritual. Each morning, look into the mirror for 30 seconds and name one thing you did yesterday that you appreciate, no matter how small. Say it out loud. If 30 seconds feels too long, start with 10. If speaking feels awkward, write the sentence instead. The point is to practice receiving a small truth about yourself so you can give that same truth to others.
Habit 2, the phone-free connection hour. Once a week, pick 1 hour where your phone is in another room and you connect with someone face-to-face or by voice without screens. If an hour feels impossible, begin with 10 minutes. A phone-free cup of coffee, a walk where both of you agree not to look at screens. Use that time to listen more than speak. Listening is one of the clearest ways your own practice of self-acceptance becomes service to another. When you've practiced listening to your own inner life, you're more patient and less quick to fix. Offer your attention. That is neighborly love.
Habit 3, the forgiveness note. Once a week, write a one-sentence note to yourself, forgiving one small thing, a lapse, a harsh word, a missed deadline. Fold it and keep it someplace you'll see. Then, consider sending a short note of encouragement to someone who might need it. It's not about grand gestures. It's about a tiny cycle. Forgive yourself, then extend the same grace outward. If writing feels heavy, try a text message or a quick voice note. The scale is flexible. The pattern, inward kindness leading to outward kindness, is what matters.
Now, let's pause together. I'll ask a few questions and leave a moment of quiet for your answers. You don't need to solve anything. Just notice. What is one quality you've hidden that, if welcomed, could help someone else? When was the last time you offered someone your full attention? What small, manageable step will you take this week to practice a mirror gift? 10 seconds of naming, 10 minutes of phone-free listening, or a brief forgiveness note?
If nothing else, hear this. Small acts of self-kindness become the currency of genuine neighbor love. When you practice receiving your worth, you stop operating from scarcity. You begin to give freely, your time, your attention, your patience, and the world around you changes. Love grows when it is practiced in both directions, inward and outward.
At the heart of today's episode is a simple invitation. Look into the mirror not just to check your reflection, but to discover a gift. Name it, receive it, then watch where it leads you. To a kinder word, a longer listen, a forgiving note, a presence that another person will remember. Those small steps add up. They are the quiet revolution of ordinary love.
Thank you for sharing this time with me on Why I Love. If today's conversation meant something to you, share it with someone who might need it. And if you haven't already, subscribe so we can keep building this practice together. Try one of the 3 habits this week, even a 10-minute version, and come back next time to tell the story of what changed. Remember the line that brings us back. Love who you are and watch the world change. Until next time, keep choosing love.